This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And that statement is part of what is on the national agenda for debate, believe it or not. Because I think if you talk about cultural issues, and we're going to, if you talk about cultural issues, there's no more deep-seated, no more fundamental cultural issue than should Americans feel guilty or grateful about this country. And that concerns so many other cultural issues, which do include crime, and those are issues that Democrats are blowing. A Democrat, says Jonathan Allen, NBC News political reporter, best-selling author, author of the book Lucky, How Joe Biden Barely Won the Presidency, which is available in hardcover, that the Democrats right now are missing the cultural issues entirely. And that has put their party in peril of a wipeout, basically, coming up in November. Jonathan Allen, a pleasure welcoming you back to the show.
It's great to be with you, Paul.
Well, thank you. You do consider crime a cultural issue, don't you?
You know, I haven't really thought about it necessarily in those terms. It's certainly something that on the political battlefield is fought, at least partially, as a cultural issue and a sociological issue. It's an economic issue considered into a lot of buckets.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly does. But the social issues, like education, which is also usually a separate issue on its own, that's being permeated by debates on cultural disagreements, yeah?
I mean, absolutely. And we saw that in particular in the Virginia governor's race just a few months ago in November, where Terry McAuliffe, the former governor, the Democrat, really bungled his response to some of the criticism of education in the state, and really paved the way for Glenn Youngkin and the Republican to win there. I mean, you know, I think in the first election after the last presidential election, you usually see a little bit of swing toward the out of power party, but in that case, I thought it was a very stark example of Youngkin being able to use an issue where he seemed to be more in touch with the broader public than McAuliffe was.
The very essence about this war that's going on what used to be called the culture war, now we talk about cultural issues, it's almost as if the two parties are talking about different issues rather than engaging in any kind of debate. Where are the Democrats most seriously missing the message, do you believe?
Well, I think that's very, a very keen point you make. The two parties seem to be talking past each other, and right now, from what we see in polling, what we see in the most recent elections, what I hear from voters and politicians who are talking to voters is that right now Republicans seem to have a much better feel for, I think what is effectively a soft rebellion against a lot of things in the education world right now, whether it's regarding curriculum, whether it's regarding masks in schools or the suspension of schools for COVID. Parents are fed up, and I think Republicans are doing a better job right now of really tapping into that. In some cases it's anger, in some cases it's, more better described as irritation, but they've done a better job of articulating, what a lot of the public feels right now. And, the Democrats, so far have been, it's hard to stereotype all of them. I think some of them are doing a better job than others, but on the, with a broad brush, question I would say the Democrats are, obviously in need of figuring out how to get better in touch with what people are upset about.
And what the Democrats clearly have to have some plan. I know Nancy Pelosi was asked about this last weekend. Okay, you're down in the dumps. You're way behind in the polls. The percentage of people who describe themselves as Democrats has gone down by 6 points just in the last couple of months. Republicans going up. How do you turn it around? And with the Democrats that you speak to, what do they say? Are they putting all their chips on Biden's first State of the Union speech?
They're not putting all their chips on the first State of the Union speech for Biden. Of course, he addressed Congress last year, and as you point out, was not actually a State of the Union, that first address. I think from what I – and you hear a range from Democrats, and that's part of the issue for them, that there's not a sort of unified message coming out from them. But I think they're hoping that they can find traction in pointing to some of the larger positive macroeconomic numbers. If you talk about the number of jobs that were created last year, if you talk about economic growth, low unemployment numbers, that those are things that they think that they'll be able to campaign on. Over time suggests that elections are about the future, not about what somebody has done for you or what they think they've done for you. So it'll be interesting to see if the Democrats figure out how to get in front of some of these issues that are really motivating voters. In particular, as you point out, the education issue is a huge one. I think the dissonance between what we see in those macroeconomic numbers and what people are feeling at home in terms of inflation, in terms of people who are underemployed rather than fully employed, and so there's some time before November. But what I don't hear coming out of the Democrats is one single unified message. And what we've seen recently in polling that was done for one of the Democratic Party committees, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the House's campaign on, that polling basically told Democrats that what they should do is quickly rebut attacks on some of the cultural issues and then move on effectively. That doesn't really suggest that there is a big overarching agenda or message from the Democrats that is significantly different from what is not working for them right now.
No, that's exactly right, it seems to me. And part of the problem is you have two-thirds of Americans, more than, who think we're headed in the wrong direction. And that's an awful lot of people to persuade. No, happy days are here again. The numbers, if you look at the numbers and the unemployment and the wages and the future of the economy, it's all great and glorious. It's tough to talk people into that, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, look, people are nervous right now. They're nervous about the state of the economy. They're nervous about their own finances. They're nervous about the stop and start of the end of the pandemic. Meaning, there are times when it seems like everything's quieting down and then it fires back up. But to your point, I think with President Biden, if you look at his polling numbers, he's lost a lot of independents since the last election. The hardcore Democrats are still with him. Hardcore Republicans are still with him. But he's lost a lot of the independents who are with him. And it is very difficult to get somebody back after you've lost them.
Yeah, I was just reading that the new polling shows that 92% of black voters voted in this last election for Joe Biden. 92%. He's down to 63% who approve of his performance, which is usually correlated with voting. And that's a scary drop if you're a Democrat. Now, meanwhile, President Biden is going to be speaking about Russia live, supposed to be an important speech. We'll cover it coming up on the Medved Show.
Politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael Medved Show.
It's powerful and inspiring.
And on the Michael Medved Show, not so inspiring, Joe Biden's ranking in new polls. They're just descending. Well, they're splattering like water balloons right now, like a barrage of water balloons. There's a poll that looks at state by state. How's Biden doing? Where does he have approval? And here's the amazing news for Joe Biden. In a total of four states, he has a approval above 43%. And in the other 46 states, they're not counting the District of Columbia there, because then Joe Biden, the District of Columbia votes 80-90% Democratic. I think he's solid. He's got those three electoral votes. But, oh, by the way, what about D.C. statehood? Remember when that was a promise, too? Maybe he won't be so popular in the District of Columbia. No, he will. But in the other states, 46 states, Biden is below 43% approval. So he's disapproved of in most of the country, uniting the country. There's another poll, and this is actually a poll I hadn't heard of before, but where they asked people who had the best and the worst first year in office. And this included Obama and Trump and Biden. And Biden wins that one. He has the worst first year, according to the polls. And of any of the recent presidents, worse than Obama, worse than Trump. And by the way, let the record show that both Trump lost a lot of seats in Congress and lost control of the House of Representatives. And Obama had a disastrous time. He lost 63 seats. That was just mind-boggling. And again, if there's anything like that, by the way, there's another occurrence, and it's terrible that politics is so important, particularly at a moment like this when we're perched on the verge of what could be a very serious war with very serious consequences for the United States and the rest of the world. And it still comes down to individuals and their health and their survival. There's a very good guy who I knew a little bit, who was a congressman from Minnesota, Republican, and not an angry Republican, but a good-humored, witty, warm, very conservative Republican named Jim Hagedorn, who had been battling kidney cancer. And then he got COVID. And he was in the Mayo Clinic with his kidney cancer, and he also had COVID-19. He died in the last 24 hours. And, okay, this is a momentous development because the district that he's elected in, the first district in Minnesota, he won just barely in 2018. He won by less than 1%. And last time, 2020, he won by less than 2%. This is a very swing district. And I don't even know if what they've decided what they're going to do about it. If they are going to, I suspect in a situation like this, they just go ahead with a regular election and have to find another candidate to replace Congressman Hagedorn. But this is one of those we mention all the time when Democrats quit, and they seem to quit all the time. And this is one example. Well, one of the reasons Democrats have lost so much energy is because of cultural issues, including education. And I had mentioned to you that in a county in North Carolina, the school board hearing took place earlier this month, and February 14th, and he called race-based teachings. This father who stood up there, his name is Brian Echeverria, he's a business owner, and he has decided just recently that he's going to be running for the state legislature and for the General Assembly. And at that meeting, this father, who is multiracial and proud of it, says this about how parents really feel about critical race theory. Clip 4A.
I'm biracial, I'm bilingual, I'm multicultural. The fact is, in America, in North Carolina, I can do anything I want, and I teach that to my children. And the person who tells my little pecan color kids that they're somehow oppressed based on the color of their skin would be absolutely wrong and absolutely at war with me. And I think that's the same for every parent. What the mask showed us is that the parents, the most powerful group of people in our country, that they're taking back the wheel. Now, obviously, we had to take the wheel back for the mask, but we're taking the wheel back from Washington all the way to Raleigh and into our local school board. Because CRT, all of that, the parents don't want it. It's a big fat lie. There's not one belief. If you believe in CRT, I want to tell you, you're a liar. Because that means you look at your black neighbor and say that they're oppressed, and you look at your white neighbor and say that they're evil, regardless of the experience that you've had with them. And we're not going to do that.
Okay, this has gotten a tremendous response. He then went on and accused the government and media of racism. Listen.
The parents in the United States of America, right here in North Carolina and Cabarrus County, we know that's not true because we believe the lives we live. The fact is, I've been a business owner right here in North Carolina, and I deal with white people, black people, Hispanic people. My children deal with everybody. And the racism is only happening at the government level and on the media. The fact is, you have racists, and there's like, you can't even find them hardly. You just hear the stories about them. Policy going back to the parents. Because if you think people who love America are willing to fight for it, you haven't met parents yet.
Okay, this was for a just ordinary guy, business owner, who I think will be a very strong and powerful candidate for that legislative seat that he is going for in North Carolina. But he's making the rounds on talk TV, and he has a powerful message, which again is that American reality isn't as vicious, as bigoted, as difficult for his children, he says his pecan-colored children, as it is often portrayed to be. So does that go for even the homeless situation? There's another outbreak of common sense on that front coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael MedVet.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The buildup of troops at the Ukrainian border continues. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said that Russia continues building up their military presence, including in Crimea, in Belarus, and in the Black Sea, in ways that brings Russian troops right to NATO's doorstep. And the U.S. Ambassador for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Michael Carpenter, said that Russia has massed almost 190,000 personnel in that area, and that this is the most significant military mobilization in Europe since
since the Second World War. The city of Austin has agreed to pay a combined $10 million to two demonstrators who were injured by police during the 2020 racial justice protest that took place in that city. The two protesters, Justin Howell and Anthony Evans, were injured when police used less lethal ammunition as a form of crowd control during the protest that took place after the deaths of George Floyd and Michael Ramos, who was killed by an Austin police officer. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, there is a big new Pew Research survey about what do Americans care about. And they basically asked people following questions, and it's a large sample. The questions are, what should be a top priority for the President and Congress to address this year? So this is a very important and relevant poll, particularly to the President of the United States, who's trying desperately to turn his failing administration around and as maybe his best remaining chance at doing that, at least before the midterm elections, coming up on March 1st with the State of the Union address. But in any event, so what's the number one priority and nothing else close? I mean, it's just nothing else close, is strengthening the economy. 71% say that should be a top priority. And number two is reducing health care costs, which, again, is something that everybody feels. And even if you've got good insurance, those co-pays, if there's any illness, and people are very aware of illness. Number three was dealing with the coronavirus outbreak. But number four, and this was a surprise to people, number one is strengthening the economy, 71%. Number four is improving education. And this has been a sleeper issue for a long time. And the Republicans at least have some ideas for that. Keeping America hatred out of the curriculum is one way to improve education. Having less emphasis on political correctness and wokeness and more emphasis on learning the basics that are going to help you live your life, find a job, make a few bucks. And in any event, they reducing crime is way up now. That's up at 52%. And improving the job situation, dealing with immigration, reducing the budget deficit, that's up there. Addressing the criminal justice system, dealing with the problems of poor people, that's 44%. And then right after that, climate change, 42%. So climate change is not quite on the bottom. The bottom issue, actually, which deserves more attention than that, at least according to Pew Research, is dealing with drug addiction. And then that's right below dealing with global trade. I think part of this is, this was not an open question. The one thing that they didn't talk about here, which I believe that many, many Americans, if they were asked, would list as one of the most important priorities, has to do with dealing with homelessness. Because it's a huge problem, and it's linked in very directly to crime. It's linked into environmental issues. It's linked into economic issues. Extraordinarily. Here in Seattle, they on Cairo 7 TV, they were highlighting a new effort where there's going to be $21 million, I think it's come up to, contributed by downtown businesses, private businesses, to money to be spent privately to try to, quote, help the homeless. Here is what that report sounds like. Listen.
Partnership for Zero says this plan is going to be different and has five phases to roll out, starting with creating a unified command center. Phase two is developing a by-name list of everyone unsheltered and each person's needs.
People want help. That's actually never the issue. The question is the help the right help?
Then teams of people with homelessness experience will build relationships and tackle case planning and service matching, getting people on a path to housing. Phase four is actually placing those folks into housing and shelter.
Okay, really? I mean, people want help? Why is it then that all the reports and all the previous efforts where they'd already passed laws in Seattle saying that everybody had a right to a home and the city was going to commit to finding everybody who was homeless a home. But one of the problems they have is all of the ambassadors they sent out, all the counselors they sent out to work with people, is that many, if not most, of the people on the streets don't want the deal. They won't take an available shelter because they don't like living around other people in the same way, or it's not what they had in mind, or there are restrictions on their behavior. What's fascinating, they had the honesty and integrity as TV broadcasters, at least, to ask somebody who had a more skeptical view of this big new plan. And that happened to be somebody who herself had overcome homelessness. Listen.
Margaret Reed says she fought her way out of homelessness. She says just throwing money at the problem is not going to work.
What I'm trying to say to the rich folks, if they want to help, just don't give nobody nothing. Make them earn it. Make them fight for it.
Okay. Is that the common sense quote of the year? I mean, I think it is. There's this in the Seattle Times. Seattle in the last few years has massively expanded how much public money the city spends on homelessness programs. And you can see how well it's worked. Just look around. That's a joke, by the way. If anybody has visited Seattle, and of course fewer people are visiting because of this, but if anyone has visited Seattle recently, It's vastly worse, by orders of magnitude worse. In the last few years, Seattle has massively expanded how much public money the city spends on homelessness programs, from $50 million in 2015 to a planned $156 million in 2022. But the city has been unable to make a dent in the problem, and its financial management practices didn't expand proportionally. The issue has only gotten worse, and more than $800,000 was lost to an alleged fraudster posing as a homelessness nonprofit last year. And see, that's the problem with all of these homelessness nonprofits, all of the advocates for the homeless and more. Part of the problem is it feels good maybe for the person providing the help, but certainly for the person pocketing the fraudulent money, but does it really work or do good? Here's something where the folks at MedVed History Store have done something good. They have been hard at work preparing for President's Day weekend, which of course is Monday, is President's Day. And they've compiled five of the best history programs dedicated to some of our most influential and important presidents. You can hear our perspective on the fascinating history of George Washington, the real Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt and his death-defying life, JFK and the questions about his assassination, and Ronald Reagan. What was it that made him so great? So you have all of those five presidents where normally, if you were just getting them from the history store and you weren't a member of the MedHead Plus thing where you can get everything for free, the cost of those five presidential history programs would have been $173. But for this weekend only, it's just $49.99, a total of saving of $120. You can get it in CD, or you can get it as a bundle or a digital download. But go to MedVedHistoryStore.com. That's MedVedHistoryStore.com. For President's Day weekend only. Take advantage of the opportunity. We'll be right back.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medved Show, we covered this story with you. It was an incredible story about this supposedly very dynamic, idealistic, wonderful young leader named Quintez Brown. He's 21 years old. He's a student at the University of Louisville, and he's also in the race for the municipal council in Louisville. But I don't think that's going to be happening now because he went into a campaign headquarters for one of the Democratic candidates for mayor, actually the front runner for mayor of Louisville. His name is Craig Greenberg. And he took a bunch of shots. Some of them actually grazed the clothing of the candidate. There are people in the campaign headquarters. Nobody got killed, but of course Quintez Brown got arrested. Now they bring this update from Associated Press. A mayoral candidate said yesterday that he was traumatized by the news that the man charged with drawing a gun and firing at him earlier this week was placed on home incarceration. Quintez Brown, 21, was arrested and charged with attempted murder shortly after Monday's shooting in Louisville. The Democratic candidate, Craig Greenberg, wasn't shot, but said a bullet grazed his sweater. Our criminal justice system is clearly broken, said candidate Greenberg. It is nearly impossible to believe that someone can attempt murder on Monday and then walk out of jail on Wednesday. Greenberg said there was apparently $100,000 bail that was paid by BLM. Okay, which raises some huge questions. Why is BLM spending donor money for all those good people who really want to be? And of course, yes, Quintez Brown is black, and yes, he was a leader locally of BLM in Louisville, one of those people who helped respond to the Breonna Taylor case. But the fact is, he's insane, and he's lost his mind, and he's disappeared before, and this is extraordinary. Greenberg said the victim of the shooting, the intended victim, he's okay, he's fine, he's continuing his campaign. Says if someone is struggling with a mental illness and is in custody after having drawn a gun and fired on other people, the person who drew that gun should be evaluated and treated in custody. A judge has ordered Mr. Brown to have no contact with Mr. Greenberg or his campaign staff and said Mr. Brown cannot possess firearms. Well, good. Isn't it a lot easier to make sure he doesn't possess firearms by keeping him under lock and key until he can get some help and be properly evaluated? This is the difficulty. Yeah, generally, you can't hold somebody just because they're crazy, though you should be able to. But here it's more than somebody who's just crazy. It's somebody who fires at somebody, who attempts murder. And by the way, it's also a very possible, very likely hate crime, because the more you read about Quintez Brown, the more deeply he is involved with some extremely anti-Semitic organizations. And yes, it just happens that Craig Greenberg, the guy he fired on, was Jewish. And it's just extraordinary that this came out that way, but there it is. Another Democratic response to the difficulty their party is in, and no, they're not going to lose the mayoralty of Louisville, unless. I mean, no, there's no unless. They're not going to lose the mayoralty of Louisville, a heavy, heavily Democratic city. But Bakari Sellers, who's from South Carolina, he's a former, one of the youngest people, he's elected at 22 to the South Carolina legislature. He's a Democratic strategist. He's a CNN contributor. He tried to explain the appeal of the GOP. Listen, this is 7A.
Go to age-old racism, and this hasn't been that long ago where we had laws that were passed which prevented people of color, the elderly, the impoverished from having access to the ballot box. We're talking about the 40s, 50s, and the early part of the 60s, and that's why you had things such as the Voting Rights Act and preclearance, things that John Roberts began to gut, and then the Republican Party, this New Age Republican Party, just set a flame to the remaining part of the Voting Rights Act. But look, this is not a bug. This is a feature. This is what the Republican Party, particularly Southern legislatures, want to do. It is racist on its face. It is anti-democratic, and it's un-American, and we have to call it out as such. And the frustrating part for me, Jake, sitting before you, is that these are the same battles my father fought. And here I am again, 30 years younger than my dad, still fighting those battles. And we have individuals, you couple that with individuals like Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, who simply don't give a damn, in a position right now where a lot of black voters are going to suffer from exhaustion, and throw their hands up and say, I'm tired of jumping over these hurdles.
Okay, jumping over these hurdles, when they did a survey about this last election, which had record turnouts, 96% of people said it was easy to vote. There was no, and by the way, you'll notice in that Pew Research survey that I shared with you, no one mentioned voting rights as a crucial issue, a crucial concern, a crucial focus. And this is one of the reasons that what Jonathan Allen said from NBC on this show just earlier today, the Democrats don't get it. They are not connecting with people. This is not most African-American people, most black people in this country, heavy majority support the idea of voting IDs. Why wouldn't you? And yes, you have to do a voting ID as well when you are mailing in a ballot. That only makes sense. You have to put in the last four digits of your Social Security. Everybody has a Social Security, right? And then Bakari Sellers went on to say this, and I think on this he's right about it. Listen.
Democrats haven't tapped into that angst, that frustration. It seems as if we don't understand or don't get that parental exhaustion that's come along with COVID. And so whether or not you're in Northern Virginia, it's a lesson that Terry McAuliffe had to learn, or you're in San Francisco, this is actually something that Republicans have gotten right. They've actually, I don't want to say listened to parents, But they've actually gotten out of the way of parents, and they've mobilized, and parents are mobilized more than they have been in the past. And so, yes, Democrats have to stop talking as much on COVID and begin to listen. I understand and believe in following the science. Don't get me wrong. I understand the necessity of vaccines and mandates. But I also know that there's a human component, and we have to begin to listen to parents as well, something that elected officials are going to have to begin to ascribe to, or else they're going to find themselves out of a job.
Okay, and this is something, yes, people are frustrated with the whole question of how the COVID situation is being handled. It's being handled right now. Here in Seattle, it turns out that even after that March 21st date, when they are supposed to be ending a bunch of the mandates in stores and restaurants and other places for wearing a mask, that may not be the case in Seattle. Well, why not? Because King County gets to make its own rules. The city of Seattle can make its own rules. And even if they change the matter statewide, all of this is so confusing. It does not look like a bureaucracy that is performing at the top of its game by any means. Somebody who always performs at the top of his game is Alan Dershowitz. He was one of the president's most effective defenders, President Trump, that is, when President Trump was impeached the first time and when President Trump was impeached the second time. Alan Dershowitz was there for him. What does he say now about the Durham revelations? Are they overblown, or are they perhaps fatal to Hillary Clinton and her credibility and so forth? Also, who's right, Professor Dershowitz? He taught constitutional law at Harvard for many, many years. So in the debate between Mike Pence and Donald Trump on what the vice president can and can't do, who's right? We'll talk to Alan Dershowitz about that coming up. We'll also talk about the ongoing war of Republicans against Republicans. A particularly stupid episode of that involving Liz Cheney, and much, much more. All coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.